One of the main ways prescription painkillers make it to the black market is through something called doctor shopping. Someone goes to the ER, complains of pain, and gets a prescription for a painkiller, like oxycodone. Then they'll go to a different ER and get another prescription, and then another. And this is what prescription drug monitoring programs are designed to prevent. They can be pretty effective, too. Missouri's neighbor, Tennessee, for example, saw a 36% reduction in doctor shopping after implementing its program in 2012. And Scott Collier from the Drug Enforcement Administration's St. Louis division says criminals know this, which is why they come to Missouri.
We become an attractive marketplace for those who are seeking to get drugs for their own addiction or to sell on the streets in a black market fashion.
And he says the problem is especially bad for pharmacists.
We are, constantly getting calls from pharmacists who alert us to people showing up. You know, eight people getting out of one vehicle, usually a van. They're all coming in. They have multiple prescriptions from the same physician.
Missouri residents aren't immune either. According to a study from the Trust for America's Health, Missouri has the seventh highest drug overdose death rate in the country, most of those coming from prescription abuse, and the state's prevention was rated one of the nation's worst. It's a problem that hits home for Missouri State Representative Holly Rader, who is sponsoring a bill to establish a prescription drug database in the state. Several years ago, she watched her own daughter struggle with prescription drug abuse.
She'd cut her thumb at work and went and got stitches, and they gave her a prescription, and she just started buying them at work because they were so easy to obtain.
This is the third year in a row Rader has tried to get a prescription drug monitoring bill passed, and each time before this, it's been blocked over concerns about storing private information. Usually the efforts stall in the state Senate, but this year that chamber passed its own version of a program for the first time. It would require pain management physicians to enter prescription narcotics into a database. Then, when a patient goes to a pharmacy, like this one in Columbia, pharmacists like Erica Hopkins Wadlow can consult the database to decide whether or not to fill a prescription. It would make frontline prevention part of a pharmacist's job. And Hopkins Wadlow, who is also president of the Missouri Pharmacy Association, is okay with that because right now, without the law, it's no one's job.
Who's going to do it? The police aren't really doing anything, you know. If the police get involved, it's afterwards. It's something's already happened.
That something could be abuse and even an overdose, and to prevent it, Hopkins Wadlow conducts extra due diligence, calling ERs to verify prescriptions, checking insurance databases, even reporting suspicious activities to law enforcement. With a database, she'd only have to check one place, but for now she puts in the extra effort on her own, not because the law requires it, but because her conscience does.
At the end of the day, I have to feel okay with going to sleep at night and not knowing that whatever I dispensed is not going to hurt somebody or be sold on the street and kill somebody.
She hopes new regulations will change that and make it easier to keep addicts from harming themselves. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.